Mary Matera, you know him well. He is running for state senate, the second senatorial district that was occupied for a long time by John Flanagan, who exited back in June. And we welcome Mario back to the airways. You're 40 days out, hard to believe, to the big election. Great to have you, sir. Good to have you back on the show.
How's everybody this morning?
We are just fine. How are you? You're 40 out. How's everything going, the campaign and everything else? Kind of different times. We know that. Not the proverbial shake of the hand. You could do an elbow bump, though. What's it like for you these days? You are intense in your approach, I am sure. Give me an idea what's going on a little over a month away here.
All right. Just to give you a heads up, I just want to thank, obviously, the listeners. And I have to reach out to my good friend Rocco, which has been amazing. I met him from 103.9, and Rocco has just been an amazing supporter. But you know what? He makes sense in everything that he says, and he cares about Long Island and Long Islanders. So I have to reach out to Rocco, because supporters like that and the supporters that I've been receiving from people, it's just been amazing. Very difficult when you go knocking on doors, Jay. I will say that. I go knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and I walk away, and I go down the walkway. The supermarkets have been amazing. I really feel that I've been very successful. You know, people exiting the supermarkets, getting a little talk, you know, obviously not on the way in, but on the way out. And I've been getting a great response. The feeling out there, especially with our police, is overwhelming, the support, which I'm very excited about. That people really care about law enforcement. And that is going to be noticed, I really feel, at the polls.
Yeah. Mary, you know, we had a guy on, I think you know, yesterday. He's running in the 7th against one of the Long Island 6, Anna Kaplan. Dave Franklin, police commissioner of Port Washington, 9 years and everything else. I think he said it best. You know, the whole thing, you know, in his neck of the woods, people are very concerned about safety. When they see unrest in the streets of what's happening within not only our big city, around the country. I mean, my goodness, we have another situation in Louisville that has sparked many other type deals. The Breonna Taylor murder and everything else. You know, it's real stuff there. What about that aspect right now? I mean, what are you hearing? Is that concern of safety right now? You know, the bail reform, cashless bail, kind of taking away power from a judge, putting individuals back on the street after being locked up because of these flimsy laws. Is that one of the top? I'm going to say it's probably the top concern right now on the island. You get that feeling?
110%. People are not happy, and I can't blame anybody. I am taking this personally. Forget that I'm running for the second Senate seat. But you know what? When I win this, because I will win this election, I am telling you, I'm praying that we could go up to Albany, and you know what? And stop defacing our New York State uniform officers, and to bring back justice the right way. People are frightened. They want to make sure that there's law and order. I cannot blame anybody, and same thing with my family. When the protesters are going, I have no problem with protesters as long as it's peaceful. But when you got the social media, and it's out there, and flames you know, are coming through, and we're coming to your homes, and this and that. I said to my girls, don't worry. We have the best law enforcement. Suffolk County PBA, Nassau County PBA, we have the best here. They are going to be here to protect us. And you know what? They did an amazing job. They still are doing an amazing job. But you know what? Our job is to make sure that we get the right people voted in. November 3rd is so important. This election is the most important election. I'm 57 years old in my lifetime. This is how important this is. We need to get back, everybody, to get back solidarity. We need, you know, 9/11 hit. What happened? The police were the best thing since sliced bread, Jay. Everybody was, guess what, engaging. Our firemen, our police, our, you know, even look at our construction workers that were down there on 9/11. I'm saying that, look at that. Everybody got together. We were united. Problem is, look what's happening. We got divided because of bad politics, Jay. You know this, and I know this. This should have never been political. COVID-19 hit. That was terrible for us. This pandemic, this plague hit us. We should, the nation, everybody should have got together. Not that something happened and now we're doing this because there's an election cycle. We need to get back together. We need to make sure we get the proper people in office. And I am going to make sure that we are going to have solidarity and get people back together.
And I'll tell you, you know, you hear a comment from a county executive regarding a possibility because of lack of funds of cutting $20 million off the police force. You know, that to me is opening Pandora's his box as far as, you know, you want to see an uptick here? You know, already we've seen a little bit of an uptick in some of the crimes. You know, listen, commercial burglaries are up, but obvious reason, businesses are shuttered during this pandemic. You know, that's, you're opening the gates right there, but it's a tough comment to make. You know, you can't make threats like that with all that's going on. And I get it. The county needs money, Mario, but, you know, when you hear something like that, you almost wish it could be taken back.
Hey, Jay, $257 million is in Suffolk County's account because of our great Congressman Lee Zeldin. $257 million. How come that's not out there? We need to make sure how that money's going to be allocated and why we're going right now to go knock our law enforcement that protect us every day. I'm telling you, I just don't understand it myself. I get myself so aggravated that I sit there and I go, really, what are we going to do to look at people and say, where's your common sense? That's what this is about. But $257 million CARES Act money was received to the county. The county executive then goes and says, we're $20 million that we're going to go and defund our police and put more fear into the residents of Suffolk County. How is that normal? I don't know. But you know what? Congressman Zeldin also made sure in Brookhaven National Lab, a $2 billion project, could have went to six different states, went down to two, went down to Virginia, and it went to the collider, the electron collider out in Brookhaven National Lab. That's going to construction projects, construction job. It's going to be a permanent job, $2 billion. And you know what? His relationship with the Secretary of Energy, and it's coming to Long Island, Brookhaven National Lab. How come we're not hearing things like that? And there he is. Congressman Zeldin is going out working with the towns for more CARES Act money. So this way the towns will receive CARES Act money. Why aren't we hearing that what Congressman Zeldin is doing? So my point again is, why are we putting more fear into our residents of Suffolk County?
It's a good point. And you do hear the comments regarding Zeldin. The only place you hear it is on this show, that I know of at least. Because if it wasn't for Lee Zeldin, I don't know where we'd be, to be honest with you, as a county. You're right. Because of the relationships he has formed there. You know, Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, maybe the son-in-law, Jared Kushner. I mean, listen, every little bit helps. This is what you have to do. You align yourself with the people who can help your district, help your county. That's what Lee has done. Hands down. You know, if you deal in facts, folks, and we do on this program, Lee Zeldin is on a big-time job here. All right, about a minute or two left, sir. So you're in the stretch and everything else. You're getting endorsed left and right. What can you tell us? You know, we know safety is up there. People are crying the blues economically, taxes, you know, and everything else. They need a break here. Mario, you get through that finish line, what are you going to fight for?
You know what I'm going to fight for? Big time. Obviously, our police is definitely in the top of the list because we need to make sure that's the topic that everybody understands for this election. But infrastructure is so, so important for Suffolk County. We're only a little over 30% sewered. We need to be the other 70%. We need to be on top of it to make sure that we put this state-of-the-art sewage treatment plants like Riverhead in place. A perfect example is the Hop Park Industrial Park, the Innovation Park right now. It's so important for our growth. Good-paying jobs, Jay. Good-paying jobs to bring in sales tax, to bring in revenue, and to keep our talent here, our young, our middle-aged, and our seniors here. Very, very important. When everybody says, oh, we got to keep everybody. No, we need to keep everybody here. Our parents. Our parents care about our families. So you know what? That park, we have Kings Park Psychiatric Center that we make sure we get the civics and the chambers and the residents involved in a great piece of property. And Stony Brook. My district is ready to blossom. Midtown, Supervisor Wareheim and the council people, moving forward into the 21st century. My goal is infrastructure. Infrastructure will create growth, the proper growth for our area. So that's what I'm going to be doing to bring the money back from Albany, bring it back to Long Island. Long Island first. Yes, we care about New York, but we need our fair share, Jay.
Well, you're right. It's going to take a big voice and everything else. A lot of people like the Matera passion. I'll tell you that much. And you need a lot of that. You need a lot of that in order to be heard, no question about it. Mario, we will follow it all as we get down the stretch even more so, sir. And we can't thank you enough for a couple on a very busy morning for you.
Jay, I'm just going to tell you something. I got so many phone calls, especially my commercials, which were great. And I love 103.9. You have an amazing amount of listeners out there. And you know what? I appreciate what you and Tom do every day for us.
Well, you know what it is? That's what it's all about in this region. It's about making sure people people are informed and everything else, and bringing individuals. Listen, all party lines and everything else have their voices heard, and let the audience decipher exactly what's going on, so that when they do head to those polls, and let me tell you something, this is not a year to take off. You got mail-ins, absentees, early voting October 24th leading up to the big day. There's no excuse. No excuse at all. Conversation yesterday with a pretty prominent guy, and basically, you know, he'll tell you the same thing. You know, you have nothing to complain about. Nothing. If you do not vote this year especially, nothing. Don't want to hear from you. And that's the bottom line. Always great to have you on, though.
Thank you so much. The silent majority does not need to be silent. Get out there and vote. But one thing about 103.9, you guys are bipartisan. You tell the truth. You tell it the way it is. The good, the bad, the ugly. That's what I love about 103.9.
That's what we do. Sir, great to have you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. Mary Matera is running in the second, the senatorial. Very important stuff here in the state.